Hello?
Yes, my name's Shalette. I'm calling from Local Splash.
Yes.
Hi. And I think I was calling for John, your name?
Yes, John. Right.
Ivy? And am I speaking with Ivy? Okay,
yes.
Great. Okay. So I can help you.
Okay. So tell us what you need, and then you got to pull on the side. We're in the car. We was waiting for your call.
Okay. Okay, great. So can, are both of you on the call? Are you both able to hear it?
No, just but you just talk to John. I don't even have to give a number.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I'm right here. I'm listening to you. How are you,
honey? Oh, good, good, great. Great to talk to you both. So my understanding from Kelly is you have a suspended listing and you want us to work on getting you reinstated again like we were able to do for him. Okay, great. And of course, we'll be able to do this for $149 a month.
That's fine.
And now I can tell you that the purpose of this is to get you reinstated, I understand. You'll be signing up with our service, which is month to month. Now, there's no guarantees, absolute guarantees, but we're obviously very
Can you speak a little bit louder, sweetie? We can barely hear you.
Okay. Okay, so our service is month to month. I know for you the real purpose is to just get it, you know, reinstated. And we are successful in most cases. As you know, we were with Kelly as well. There's never an absolute guarantee, but we are, you know, we are experiencing this and we feel confident that we can make it happen.
Okay.
And so, Kelly gave me some information. I'm going to ask you to confirm if this information is correct, or stop me if anything needs to be updated. The name of the business, Washington, D.C. Psychic?
Correct.
The address, 2846 27th Street Northwest. Say Washington, D.C. or D.C. Which one is it normally referred to?
Washington, D.C. Psychic. But select. Kelly was telling me today that you had another option for us, that it'll go up faster if you put it, there was a fancy word he used.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
without the address, that you could have it faster up, and then when they call, we could tell them where we're at.
Okay. So I didn't necessarily state that that was faster. I was saying, but in your case, it may be if you don't want to have to put
easier.
Yeah. So basically, he told me that you always had your address on it, and you were always verified, but now that you're not. Now that it's suspended, then they're going to look at the address. And like in his case, he had to show signage. That was easy for him to do. With a home address, they're either marked as a hidden address from the public or a hybrid. That's that word that you might have been referring to. If it's a hybrid, it means that you are a service industry, but people also come to your home. And in which case, they can ask for signage. And so, which is more difficult for some businesses. And so if you want to avoid having to put up signs, then we'll mark your address as hidden, which most residential addresses are supposed to be hidden. And so we'll mark it as hidden, and then we'll proceed to request the reinstatement based on that. Hopefully that change can help. Okay. Because you won't need signs if it's hidden. So, and then of course when people are going to call you anyway, that's when you can give them your address.
Okay. So do you want the new address or no address? No address.
Oh no, we have to have an address on here. In other words, okay, so basically we have to assume whatever address you give us is the address that Google may want to verify. This address that I just read back to you, that's the address that's currently on your Google business profile, is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
But we're not there no more. We moved about 6 weeks ago.
Okay, makes sense. Okay, so then I don't need that address. I need your new address.
Okay, the new address is 2141, the letter I, Northwest, Washington, D.C., zip code 237.
Okay, just a moment.
Yes, I did. I said, can you repeat the address back to me, Celeste?
You know what? I don't have the whole thing yet, right, because my system isn't letting me put it in. So give me another moment, okay? I'm going to put it somewhere else and then copy it. So, okay, so I have 2141I Northwest.
Yes.
So when you put I, is it just like the letter I and then a space?
Right, talk to him.
Yeah, what she didn't say is I Street.
I Street, okay. Let me get that part.
And it's this phone number that you called on.
Okay. Thank you. One moment. I Street Northwest, Washington, D.C. And then will you go ahead and give me the zip code again? 237. Okay. Well, let me update the address, but I'll get the information and we'll go from there. So because we have to assume, you never know, but we have to assume that this may at some point, Google may request it to be verified. And so.
But why do you feel we should do so much?
Concerning the address?
Yes.
I believe you should hide the address unless you're, you know, most residential addresses have to be hidden unless you've got signage. And even though some of them pass for a while or they just fly by,
yes,
once you get flagged, that's what you need.
Select. It's me, John. It's apartment 416.
Thank you.
That's not the address?
Yeah, I don't know. About the address, because that's what's missing.
Oh.
Right there.
Okay.
I'm always worried about the address being put.
Well, she's saying you're still going to ask for signage.
Well, it's 416. It's apartment 416. Yeah.
No, they're not going to ask for signage on a hidden address. Okay, so I'm going to read your whole address back. 2141 I Street Northwest, Apartment 416, Washington, D.C., 20037.
Perfect.
Okay. I'll figure out later why it's not letting me update the address. Okay. Anyway, your business website, as I understand it, currently is washingtonpsychic.wixsite.com/mysite.
I don't know. Actually.
It's currently at Washington Psychic.
Washington
D.C. Psychic. At Washington D.C. Psychic at Wikis. What did Kelly give you?
Okay, Kelly gave me this, and I do see a website, washingtonpsychic.wixsite.com.
Right.
And then there was a /my site to it also that he said. Okay.
Right. Okay.
Option for you to find out. We do create websites, and so we have a choice. We just get to work and promote the website you already have, or
that's
as part of
the. I need my reviews. That's why.
We're very worried about our Google reviews. We don't have them. That's what we're worried about very much. Because
Absolutely. The
Google reviews is very good. Our business is very good. And then, you know, now we're disabled and we don't, not able to get our reviews. That's what the main problem is.
Okay. Understood. So I understand, but I still have to go through a few questions just to say you want this or you don't want that. as part of the service you're signing up for. So my understanding, I know what you really ultimately want. You just want to get reinstated with your reviews, and there's an address change happening at the same time from what Google had before and what it is going to be now and also hidden. But so the website, you don't want a website. We're going to just use the website you have. And if you want one ever in the future, that's an option. Okay?
Yeah, we want that as a future, right?
Okay. And so let me just go through anything else. Okay, the email that he gave me, tell me if this is correct. WashingtonPsychic@gmail.com.
Perfect.
Okay. Bear with me. And the name on this account and the billing, is it going to be John Jace?
Yes.
Okay. You're in the Eastern time zone.
We didn't hear you, sweetie.
You're in the Eastern time zone, correct?
Yeah, Eastern time zone. Washington, D.C.
Okay.
East Coast.
I appreciate your patience. Take just a moment to have this.
It's all right. Take your time. Don't worry.
Okay, now I took your address correctly. All right, and so give me an idea. What's going to happen today is if we're moving forward, I'm going to set up billing. We bill the $149 today, and it would typically be set to bill the same day of every month. If you ever decide to cancel, we just ask for a 3-day notice. But also...
No, we're not going to cancel.
Okay, well, that's good to hear. But if you ever do, that's all we ask is the 3-day notice.
No, we don't do those. We're not those kind of people. Once we stick with you, we'll stick with you.
Okay, great. Well, we have a very long-lasting relationship. Keep your business successful. And so the other thing is, I was just getting a few pieces of information, but I have to set up an interview for you. And there will be another department that has an interview with you. Just to kind of pretty much confirm the same details I've done, ask a few more things, and then send it to the departments to do everything that needs to be done. I'm going to put important notes on this account about the status of what's going on with your Google listing, so that we can push it through, okay? And so I will be setting up that appointment for you as well. So you might get repetitive questions, but the two other things I want to ask, they'll go in more depth, but just two questions that I'm going to ask. You can give me something basic, and they'll go in, because they're going to go into more depth during that interview. The areas that you service, what is that?
I guess Washington, Maryland, Virginia.
Okay.
That makes sense.
And then, okay, and they, then also keywords that you're wanting to look for. They're going to go in more depth about this, but I know psychic. What about tarot readings? What else?
Tarot readings. Chakra readings, crystal ball.
Okay, I'll stop for a moment. Okay, psychic, tarot readings, chakra readings, crystal ball. Okay, so that's enough for me to get this turned over to the, because they're going to be going in depth on the interview anyway, okay? Let's see, last couple of questions. What are your hours of operation?
From 10 to 8 p.m.
How many days a week?
Every day.
Okay. Got it. Okay, so I'm going to set up a billing, and then we'll set you an appointment, and you'll be on your way to get it started.
Yes.
Okay?
Okay, now let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes John's not with me, and I don't know how to, you know, save numbers and codes and all that. Can I give you John's number that you could call him up?
Okay. And so, yes, and I want to know, okay, so this number I had and that I called, this is the number for your business.
That's right.
And so the actual contact number for John to handle the account, that's what's different, correct?
Yes.
And so I know you're both on this account, but what is the main contact number you want us to use?
The contact John?
I'll give you my private number, which where you get in touch with me, because
okay.
I'm not always with her. I'm out and about.
Okay,
you ready for me?
Yes.
Yes, it's 202-840-0571.
But, Celeste,
yes.
The number of the business is this number that you just called. It's 202-867-2111. This is the number that needs to be listed.
Yes. Got that as the business number. But the contact number is going to be 202-840-0571.
Yes.
Correct.
Okay. And when Local Splash is contacting you, which number are you preferring? Are we speaking?
John's number, 202.
Okay.
Yes.
Got it. Thank you. Just another moment.
Because I don't know how to, they're going to have to email him something. I don't know how to do those things. He does.
Okay. When we make contacts of various sorts, it also comes to cell phone, and that would be this number you're just giving me, right?
Yes, that's the number I gave you for John.
Okay, perfect.
As in my business, that's the number, 202-867-2111. That's the number that needs to be listed.
Got it. Okay. And let's see if that updated.
And how long do you think it'll take, sweetie?
Quite honestly, I don't know how long it takes. And you know, every single business is in a different situation. To me, Kelly's took 2 or 3 weeks, which is, if it was 2 weeks, that's really quite fast and good. But I think he was somewhere between 2 and 3 weeks. So I don't have a guarantee of how long it would take, but I do know. Because every business is different, I can only say his only took between 2 and 3 weeks.
Okay.
And he was quite concerned and checking back, but every single business they're going to treat it different. But we're responsive, basically, once we contact Google. You know, we wait for their replies. We have to wait a certain amount of time for their replies. And then if we don't like their reply, then we go back again. If they don't contact us in a reasonable time, we go back again. So we're persistent with it till it gets done.
Good. Good.
Okay.
Do you have any advice on that things that you feel you should do to fix the problem, speed up the process?
Well, I mean, one thing I need to do is ask you guys to add us as a manager so that we have the suspended listing that we're going to be looking at. And then I'm going to just be advising our team to update the address on it and then mark it as hidden and then go from there, okay? So I don't have advice for things for you to do, but while our team looks at it, if there's things that they'll be doing what they need to do with it, and if they have any suggestions for you or need something from you, they're going to let you know.
Okay. And when do you think they're going to call? We're going to give you the payment now whenever you're ready.
Okay. Well, let me set up the payment. Well, the first interview is just getting that information. They're going to send it to then in the couple days after that, within a couple of days, our team will be contacting Google, and then we'll already begin to work on it, and then we'll just be contacting you if we need something different. So we'll,
okay.
I'll tell you what the interview date will be in just a minute. I'm going to set up billing for it now.
Esperado, dice un verificador, es el gente la visión de este vato.
Okay, so, John, what kind of credit card do you want to put this $149 on?
Okay, are you ready for, it's a Visa debit?
Okay, one more moment. Visa, but it has the Visa logo. Okay, yes, go ahead.
4403-9310. 8925.
Did you say 85 or 89?
No, 8925.
Okay.
4073.
I'm going to read that back. 4403-9310.
Yes. 8925-4073. Correct.
Expiration?
Expiration date is
823.
823. 0823, I'm sorry.
Okay, that's fine. And the security code?
921.
The billing address associated with this card, is it the new address you gave me or something different?
No, it's the old one.
Okay, let me pop that in for this. All right, and how does your name appear on that card?
John. Jace, J-A-C-E.
Okay, so there's no Y in your name. Is that correct?
No Y.
No Y,
no
okay.
Y.
We have
John, John, J-O-H-N,
yes.
And Jace is J-A-C-E.
Okay, got it. had it wrong earlier. So, one more moment. Okay, so with your permission, we're going to go ahead and bill 149 with the understanding that it will bill on the same date of every month at 149, unless you've got 3 days to process the cancel.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. There's actually two things that need to happen. Are you in a position, I think you said you were in your car, are you in a position to check emails at this time?
Yes, I could.
Okay. Let me see. An email should be coming out that says welcome. Let me see. Well, we'll give it a moment. I'm going to set your appointment and see if that email came out because it's going to ask for your digital signature. But let's go ahead.
Okay,
and
I just got something now.
Did you?
I got it from the local splash support.
Yes, that's fair.
Initial invoice, it says.
Okay. Click on that. I can't see it on my end yet, believe it or not. So click on that and tell me if it's got a part on that where it tells you to click in and sign your terms and conditions.
I'm looking now. Just has support. Is it access? Just here, hold on. Yeah, hold on. I'm going to see. Yeah, there is right there. I'm going to open up in Google or Safari. Does it matter?
I'm not sure. I would try Google because we know it's compatible with Google.
Okay. Just hold on a second.
Yeah.
Okay, and I will. I'm doing it right now. And I.
Not allowing him to click in.
Hold on.
Okay.
Okay, hold on. Okay.
All right.
And now, they went for the next level, and then it wants me to put in my name, username, and then the password. So I should pick up something?
No. Now you can just back on out of it, because that means you've successfully signed it. I'm going to double check on my end. What's going to happen in a few days to a week, we'll send you a username and password to the back end, to your local Splash dashboard.
Okay.
So we're
all good now?
One last thing. Let me set you an appointment and then we're good.
Okay.
Thank you. You're so much help. God bless you. Have a blessed day.
You too. You're welcome. Thank you. Just one moment. Okay, so times for tomorrow, we have 12 o'clock in the afternoon. Is that a good time?
That's a perfect time, 12 o'clock in the afternoon.
Okay, one moment.
back and I listed it. Let's hope it's best for him. So then I got to call it back. And
okay. So we have you all set for 12 o'clock tomorrow for you. And, Ivy, I'm going to be at, you know, we have, John's name as the main contact, but I'm still going to put your name in the contact so that we'll be talking to you at times, you know.
Okay.
What's your last name on as well? Is it also Chase or something like that?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Okay. Well, we'll be calling you tomorrow. My name's Shalette.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
You're very, very helpful.
It was very helpful. Thank you very much.
Okay. Great. Well, we'll do all we can to get this reinstated quickly. Okay.
Okay. Thank you, sweetie. God bless you.
God bless you. You have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.